The bicycle tires left a single track across the rippled tide flat. The rider pedaled slowly, obviously enjoying a sunset outing, admiring the silvery glow of the chalky gray strand, the creamy gold of the gently waving sea oats on their wind-sculpted dunes. Every so often a weathered gray boardwalk provided access from the beach to the homes hidden behind the dunes. But the rider was oblivious to the tangy salt scent and silken caress of the breeze now flowing back to sea as the sun set. Instead, it was the emptiness of the scene that pleased, for no one moved on this stretch of Broward's Rock Beach so far as the eye could see. So the first objective had been met, an unobserved approach. At the next boardwalk, the rider dismounted and dropped the bicycle on its side. The scuff of sneakers against the sand-filmed wooden slats couldn't be heard over the rustle of the breeze through the sea oats. It took not quite 30 seconds to reach the patio behind the Buckners' rambling beachfront house. A pink and yellow plastic seahorse rocked in the shamrock-shaped pool. Blue terry-cloth beach towels hung from webbed chairs. A Fortune magazine fluttered on a cane table, held in place by carelessly dropped, salt-rimmed goggles. "Sandy? Dick?" The call hung unanswered in the hush of twilight. The bicyclist stepped over a furled beach umbrella, called out again, and knocked sharply on the French doors. But just as expected, no answer came. The Buckners were not at home. There was always noise, motion, confusion, and disarray when Dick and Sandy were there. A warm flush of anticipation suffused the bicyclist. And when the door unlocked, swung in, there was a sharp, heady sense of triumph. Of course Dick and Sandy left their doors unlocked. They were careless, messy, and heedless. The den smelled of pipe smoke and an odd combination of dried newsprint and paints from Sandy's collages. The Sunday papers littered the floor. Across the room, the last shafts from the setting sun glittered on the glass panes of the gun case. Now crumpled gardening gloves were pulled from a jacket pocket and donned. A gloved hand twisted the handle. An ugly twist of sheer fury flamed for an instant. The hand rattled the handle. Locked. Locked. But they were so careless, so idiotically undisciplined. The haze of anger cleared. Cold, analytical thought returned. The gloved hand swept above the case, and a key clattered to the floor. Less than a minute later, the bicyclist rode off into the dusk. Two target pistols in a capacious carryall thudded against the right leg as the rider pumped, a solitary figure against the dusky sky, enjoying the solitude of an evening outing on the beach.